girl power, Japanese style. The women here are center stage. Unlike most other parts of Japanese society. This band, Girl Abenomics, was created to celebrate Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's efforts to change Japan, including the position of women. Getting more women into the labor force has been called the key to turning around Japan's fortunes.
Fewer than half of the working-age women in Japan work. It's over 60% for the United States, and the economy is at least 14% bigger as a result. For Japan, that's an awful lot of growth to be missing out on.
Noriko Ono is mom to 2-year-old Yui. If Abe's plans are going to work, then they must help these two. Every chance she has, she spends with her child, but she also wants to work.
I cut out sleeping time every day to take care of my child. And I worry. I managed to get back to work at the very last minute, but I'm thinking about my daughter at daycare. I work on a reduced schedule.
For Yui, will she have the same opportunities as her playmate?
A very difficult market to crack.
Some women do break the glass ceiling and rise to the top. I asked successful executive Kathy Matsui how she did it.
I definitely have a wife. I have my own helper who, frankly, I could not do what I do because I travel so much. My husband travels a lot. We have two children. They're now, teenagers, but when they were young, it was impossible.
But she is rare. None of the men here that I spoke to has ever had a female boss.
Psychologically, I wouldn't like it much. But if she has the power, then I would have to obey her.
Just 2.8% of all Japanese managers are women. That's up from a mere 1%. When it comes to entrepreneurs, only 4% are women, the worst among rich countries. Bringing women into the workforce is a solution to a shrinking population. One of the only two women in Abe's cabinet shares with me her personal challenges.
I came to where I am with great difficulty. I had to break the glass ceiling. In Japan, a woman's status is low. Glass walls are all around you. When you walk in the street, they're glass stones. I want to remove the hardships so that those after me can easily run.
One of the jobs that has been available to women for centuries is that of a geisha, who entertain men with conversation and song. Yuko Asakusa is 90 years old and has seen a lot change during her lifetime. But not everything. Japanese men have not changed, she tells me. They haven't changed. Nothing has changed. The economic case may be strong, but it's the cultural attitudes that must shift. If Abenomics works, then it's not just the economy that will be helped, but the lives of half of Japan's population. Linda Yu, BBC News, Tokyo.